I'd like to welcome everybody to the December 11th, 2023 Selectmen's Meeting. And would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Sue?
Warren.
Brian?
Pat.
And Russ, we don't know. Okay, we've got two sets of minutes, non-public and public.
I have one change I'd like to make to line 19 of the public minutes. It says it's RSA 1504. It's not RSA 1504. It's the ordinance section 1504.
The ordinance section?
Yeah, zoning ordinance section.
Thank you. Okay. Was there anything else, Boyd?
No.
Could I ask about the non-public? Do we announce that at this meeting, the actions taken?
I don't think so. I think we just read them and
consider it. Okay. Let's stick with the public one for now.
Oh, yeah.
Make a motion to accept the public meetings from November 27th.
I'll second.
All right, and nothing further, then all in favor?
Sue?
Boyd?
Brian?
Pat.
All right. Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, I just didn't know if we have to...
No.
The decisions made, if we need to make them public.
The sign-on bonus is on the website now, so recruitment purposes, there is something on the website regarding that. The other, I don't know if the board wants to announce that.
I think we have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, unless we seal them.
Right.
Which we don't have to in these, but.
So what are we going to do with these? Approve them?
We can approve them and then they can just be posted, right?
We can, I usually don't. I keep them on file. If people want to see them, they can. If they're not sealed, people can request to see non-public minutes.
Is that fine, sir?
Yeah, I just didn't know.
Okay.
I move we accept the non-public minutes from November 27th.
Second that.
All in favor?
Sue?
Boyd?
Brian?
Pat.
All right, thank you. Departmental reports. Road agent.
All right, so for the month of November, some of the bigger things that we did was we did some dead tree and brush cutting on Murray Hill Road. We also did some culvert work on Murray Hill Road. That culvert has kind of been stopped up and just not really operating correctly all summer. So we just kind of had to try and figure out how to get it open. We ended up getting it open, so.
You did get it open?
We did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you have to run a pole through it or what?
Adam actually came out and helped us with that with his waders.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the full body one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but we did end up getting it.
Do you run a pole through it or something?
We did end up doing it. We had to cut a really, really long tree. The culvert on Murray Hill is, I think there's probably something wrong with it. It doesn't line up right. It's almost like it might have.
Oh, you think maybe one of the.
There's
is that an old concrete one?
Yeah.
So but maybe a buckled one?
It might not even be one of the rebar reinforced ones. I mean, it's really old. So that might be something that I look at maybe in the future for an actual replacement. Because I do think something's probably wrong with it.
That sounds like
either it broke or.
Good project for the Morph on or something, no?
Or something like that. There's a couple other culverts in town that I'd like to use for next year,
okay.
Yeah. But we also did some ditch work on Courier Road, truck winter sand. We did do a late fall grading. We're probably going to go around and touch everything up again since the rain kind of, some stuff kind of washed out a little bit, but mostly it's just more potholes. So it's nice to, we'll get a little, you know, touch everything up. Hopefully it freezes and stays frozen.
Right.
The corner on Courier Road held up.
What's that?
That corner on Courier Road held up good.
It did. I was actually really happy because last year, before we did that, And we had the rain right before Christmas. That actually washed almost all the way out into the middle of the road. So, and it did snow, or rain pretty hard last night too. So, and then we actually did have to slush off once last month, but that was it for plowing. And that's all I have with any questions.
I don't. Boyd, do you have any?
No.
Anybody else?
Your budget's looking a little thin towards the end of the year. Let's just hope it doesn't snow this month.
Well, the winter, yeah.
Why do we say stuff like that?
I know.
I know.
Jigs us up.
Like your time.
It's thin, but that's good.
And we're good with trucks and drivers now?
We're short one.
That's not bad.
We're still short one. I think we'll be able to make it work. The only time, I mean, we'll feel it, like, if we get a nor'easter,
right.
You know. But I think we will probably be all right.
Good.
I mean, we'll be able to make it work for sure. It's just not going to be quite as quick as normal.
So what do you have, four contract drivers?
So right now we have seven.
Really?
Yeah.
And you normally have eight?
Yep. Yeah, really, the thing, so we lost four this year, and then we gained back three. So we did replace one of the six-wheelers, which is good. The other two trucks we got are a little bit smaller than what we had, meaning, like, we had one truck like mine with a plow and a wing, and we just have a one-ton with a regular plow, and then we lost a one-ton with a regular plow, and we picked up a pickup, which is... You know, it's good. It's just, you know, not quite as big, but
sure.
We'll be able to make it work.
Good. Police.
Mike's going to be late, so I'm gonna set that one aside.
We can. He said he would be here, but late.
Yeah, he said he's at a stop.
All right, so we can set that aside.
Yeah.
Fire department.
Well, the memo from Dean here says they did regular truck and building maintenance. And the, I gotta look at this.
No training, that's it.
What's that?
No training.
No training, right. And normally they do remember, oh yeah, we had 36 EMS calls last month, 20 fire calls, for a total of 56 responses. And their average response time is going down. It's 8 minutes and 18 seconds. Was 9 minutes last month. So the performance is pretty good. And the average, it takes them 8 minutes and 18 seconds to get to a destination here in Candy, and that's pretty commendable.
Yeah, that's better than what, 12:15, what it used to be, right?
Yeah.
Good. Any questions for the fire department? Okay. Building.
Well, building department, we had a total of 50 permits, 49 inspections, 4 of them failed. In November, revenue was $5,600, which brings us year to date to $82,946.
Bob, may I ask a
yeah,
question,
absolutely.
Brian? Hey, Bob, somebody asked me on the budget committee, do you know how many building permits have been pulled for this year?
No, I haven't done the total of the year yet. I usually do that at the end of the year for the town book.
I mean, would you say it's 10 or 50?
Now we're close to probably about, I'd say close to 500.
No, just building, not inspections, I'm sorry. For new homes.
Building inspections this year, we're probably close to 500.
No. See, he can't hear me, I don't think. Just building for new homes.
New homes.
Permits.
Permits, I should have said that.
Okay, yeah, new homes, I believe we're right around 8, 9
yeah.
permits for new homes this year.
Okay, yeah, I thought. Thank you. I told her I thought it was under 10.
Under 10, yeah. Any questions for the building inspector? See, a lot of the code enforcement ones are closed. Only three open.
That one on Old Deerfield Road is completely different now.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't been by in a while.
Guy's doing a nice job there.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Solid waste. Russ isn't here. Again, this is hard to determine how close we are to last year because I realize some of this stuff comes in later, right?
Yeah, there's always a lag.
Yeah, but that still is not bad. 67,000 compared to 91. And I'm sure there's some stuff that hasn't come in yet. Anybody have any questions for the recycling center? Okay. Budget, anything new there, Sue?
No, they didn't. They didn't, at the meeting, they didn't really go over the budget.
No, because it was school, right?
No, it was town. And the department heads were all there, and firefighters were there, and...
Really?
Yeah.
Good. I guess that's good.
No.
No?
Well, I wanted them to ask questions, or if there were questions about it while everybody was here.
They should have asked right then, right?
That was my thought.
The question was to all the department heads, where do you think you can cut?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Every department head said, I can't.
No, I think he started with Dean and then...
Yeah, that
went downhill from there.
Quickly.
Oh, my God. Well, the only thing I have for the planning board is we are working on some zoning amendments. We don't have any major site plans or anything like that going right now, so we're working on that and wrapping up the CIP and working with Brian Rue still, so.
Are we getting impact fees?
That's what we're working on.
Still?
It's an encumbrance.
Huh?
I said they're encumbering funds for that.
It's been 3 years.
Well, okay. It's... Which are the ones that we're working on?
The road and police.
And police, yeah.
I thought we had road and recycling were already in there.
I think they are, but their roads,
we're updating it because the numbers are really off from what they should be.
And they're trying to really kind of clarify.
Well, we're wicked low compared to others.
Yeah, and I guess the state came out with an RSA that you don't have to use the zones anymore. Just, you can use the money anywhere in the town.
Correct.
But until the planning board changes that, technically we're not allowed. We still have to abide by the zone,
yeah.
So that's another thing.
Oh, okay.
Jeff
so
has money.
Does that require a vote to change that, or is that just a...
I honestly don't know.
No,
I just
doesn't
know
the planning board do that?
No.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think the public...
No, the public doesn't. No, that's the planning board sets that. Good. Was there any other... department reports, anybody wanted to touch on? No? Okay.
Are these all the encumbered funds?
That's it.
We were supposed to give them to you, because I didn't.
Hell yeah, for the...
Hell yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going to discuss it tonight.
Well, you can
I apologize.
It. That's okay.
I'll just, okay.
No, but you go over what you have.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know they were to go to you, Andrew.
Well,
I apologize.
That's all right. I was just going to make copies so everyone could see. So this is the first one?
Yep.
This is for the clothing for the fire department. They always wait till the end of the year. So looks like the total is
$3,792.35.
Is this all the
number? And what else
you got?
I don't know.
What's the next one?
That's it. That's what George May came in. He said, this is it. I know.
Nice.
I know. It seems like it should be higher for clothing. So it seems low, that number, but.
Yeah, none of this other is.
The other one, I'm going to get Mike's in there, police departments.
What's the next one?
Is the police department.
Yep.
The cruiser.
I'm thrilled about that.
The 48,000. And he has money in his budget, so.
Perfect.
Good job.
Yeah, $48,006.55. And then the global public safety, that's to equip the cruiser.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, $17,000.
That gets expensive.
Well, it used to be 12, so it's...
I mean, it's all kind of like lights
that's,
and...
Yeah,
yeah.
Right on par with everything.
Flashlight, flashback, all these bells and whistles.
Jeez. Yeah. Now, does that include the new cameras, or are they able to move the camera systems over to the new cruisers?
I am not sure. That is a Mike question.
It's the same model.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I don't
the
think
camera
that's
system.
He said if yeah. it's the same model. Is it the same as they have now?
This
yeah,
one is. This one
as
is.
As far
yeah.
as model?
It didn't change to 24,
yeah,
I think.
Change
he said.
That.
Yeah.
They should be able to do that.
You mean the
next,
type of vehicle?
Right.
Yeah, so it's a, an Explorer.
Good. Oh, good. That's what he
it's
said.
A
2020, he said we only have
2025.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. That's incredible, huh?
$60,000 just to have them.
Didn't it used to be 35?
17,000 just the outfits and things. I used to pay that for a truck for the whole thing.
Well, it used to cost us 12 to outfit it.
So. Back in my day.
Yeah, back in my day, we didn't even have a cruiser.
You drove your own car.
Yeah, you drove
I
your own
think
car.
They did.
They did.
Put a light on top.
All right, and then we got...
Kyle wants to encumber 1,000.
Yeah.
And it's part of, like, they have money to cover the bill, but they're short 1,000, so.
Right. That's less than what she discussed with us, right?
Yep. This is just to refinish the stairs. Refinishing
right.
the stairs,
yeah.
So, yep. And then we have, and this is Rudy's stuff here. This is for the encumber the 4,000 for the... it's the master plan implementation and planning for the development of public safety, police and fire impact fees under an approved agreement with the Southern New Hampshire Regional Planning Commission, and then encumber 3,200 for master plan implementation and planning line for the development of road impact fees under an approved agreement from Southern New Hampshire Regional Planning Commission.
Brian, may I ask a question on this?
Surely.
Where is the school in this? I would think that would be the largest impact fee that we would have in the town.
Is there provision for a school impact fee?
They submitted what they were supposed to. They're in the SIP. And I never see them here, and I would think that's
where... Yeah, I would think so. That's where the biggest impact
is. Right.
I didn't think they had one this year.
They didn't have what?
An encumbrance this year.
Oh, no, this is an encumbrance. I'm asking about the two lines. It says police, fire, and...
Oh.
I'm sorry, I
no,
should
it's
have been
right.
clear.
Has the planning board worked on the school impact fees, is what you're saying?
Yes. I don't see it listed. I would think that would be
yeah,
my first
absolutely.
Area to do.
Yeah, that's more important than anything else.
Well, I think it would have the largest revenue. Sure.
Is it that 4,000, the one that got missed somewhere years ago?
Because we put that back in.
Right.
When it was cut, we put it back
right.
in. That was
because
the,
it was approved, but it never went anywhere.
Oh, gosh. Now
yes.
That's like way, that's in the 90s.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that kind of absorbed into the general fund.
It's just a question. I mean, if they don't,
yeah.
I assume
I
that
know.
If they do an impact fees...
Right, be
with
sure.
the roads and those three that
yeah.
they have
the school.
Maybe
right.
they've already paid for the school.
I don't
school.
Know. I mean, have you done? Has they worked
I think
on
the
it?
School has been completed. The school wasn't
okay.
part of the impact fees on this go around.
It has
I
to be.
See.
No, I don't think it's an extra, Sue. I think it's already factored in.
Oh, but
in
not.
The formula for the impact fees.
Oh, so he's only referring
right, these
to
are
these.
Referring to the ones that we're working
on. And the town, I don't have a town report by any chance.
I don't even have
okay.
the SIP. I
because
should
you
I should have looked it up
in
myself.
The town report with but. All the different impact fee funds.
Because there was only,
like, three,
I think,
like,
two
like,
that we're working on to right. include into the impact fees.
Okay, and I don't know if school's included with that.
Well,
I
think
it was already
be,
included.
Yeah,
it was already
here,
factored
yeah.
into the impact fee
right.
that we currently have.
Right. I think you're right.
I thought we
because
only had road
and
recycling.
Right.
Road recycling.
I didn't think we had impact fees for anything
police,
else.
I can, if you want to go grab the town report, I can take a look and see which ones.
I think we're going to get that cleaned up because that school impact fee would be the biggest one
it
of
would.
All of them.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that it's already figured into the impact fee.
Yeah, well, no, it can't be. It's gonna be a separate impact fee.
Because there are lines for each one.
No, it's all figured into that one impact fee number. All of them.
Okay.
Once it's all calibrated out to what?
For the builder?
Right.
Is that in the SIP report, the percentages? I mean, because I would assume a $10 million budget is gonna be a larger percent, and then I would say roads or something is probably right up there, and recycling's under that.
But that wouldn't be in the capital improvement plan report, the impact fees.
They don't have to list that there, once they decide?
The impact fee, it doesn't have anything to do with, the SIP doesn't have anything to do with the impact fees.
Right.
The SIP only outlines all the projected expenditures for each year.
Yeah.
The impact fee is then calibrated out of everything, and it's added to anybody that's building or anything like that, part of their building.
But there has to be a formula.
I thought they calibrated it or got the formula had to do with the SIP.
No.
From our future needs.
No, the SIP's got nothing to, the impact fee's got nothing to do with the SIP. That's a separate thing.
I just wonder, I'm curious now how it's figured. And I hope it's just not limited to these three, I guess is what I'm saying.
Can you just ensure that Southern New Hampshire looks at the school?
Yeah, I would assume that they would.
Portion of the impact fee to be sure that we're getting.
Yeah, that's fine, but I'm pretty sure that the school part is already figured in.
Is that in the town report?
With this chart, like there's like accounts, and you see like a traffic zone one, traffic zone two, there's zones that Jeff can't touch right now because they're specific to certain areas of town. I think there's police there. There's like, Katie keeps track of them. So there's probably about 13, maybe 15.
13 or 15 in what?
Of these accounts that we said the money sits there.
Oh, see, I always thought there were two.
Dick always brought it out because he always wanted us to tap into those. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, let's look into that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, this is fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just wondered what, you never hear about the school, the impact fees. But my
first that's a real opportunity right there, too.
Uh-oh, now.
That's it.
No.
Oh, you. All right, there you go.
And I can pass this around.
There was in front of me. So
I also have a question. I know the bill is about $90 for electric, okay, for the park. I don't do that now because it's going to be an expense out of the, okay. So I don't want that. I just want $2,000 for the swing stuff. And this isn't accurate. I have a volunteer who helps over there on the swing set, and he just got this in, so.
It's from O'Brien, though?
Yeah, and he's wonderful. I mean, he's a great helper and everything, but I'm not going to. He did get it in, but yeah, it comes way over the 2,000. But I don't know how he broke it down, like five chains equal. I know, isn't that ridiculous? That's why.
Do you have $42?
No, I said 2,000. I've got 2,000 something left.
Why don't you just encumber 2,000 and don't fill the whole contract here?
That's what I'm going to have to do. He's going to have to go back and look at it. And so I can at least put the 2,000.
Sure.
And he'll have to go back and tell me what's what. Because see, I can't say get rid of the chains, but keep the, because it's not listed that way.
Tell him all you have is $2,000.
Yeah, he asked. He asked me that.
Okay.
But I mean, we've got to get the, yeah. Does anybody, you guys want to look at this?
No, I just, $2,000, that's short money.
And then that leaves 200, I think, for electric, and it won't go with that.
And is the budget spent?
Huh?
Is your budget spent after that, or not?
It's close? 2,200. I looked it up, $2,000 something. That's why I had to get it.
Not a big deal.
Good. Were there any others? Anybody else?
No.
Yeah, I apologize, Andrew. I'll remember it.
That's why we're here. Town report dedication.
I nominate Henry
Frederick.
Frederick.
It's spelled Fried Rich, but it's
Frederick.
Yeah.
Henry lived in Critchett Road for 62 years. He was a fire chief for 4 years, from 1976 to 1980. He repaired the town equipment. If you read the town reports, guys, every year he got a couple $100 for welding the plows, okay, and putting stuff back together. And, you know, he's
very
just
talented.
Pretty admirable wife. He's good. He was married 71 years. His wife survives him. He's got a couple of kids living right there on Cricket Road. I think he's an ideal candidate. He's the kind of person we want to honor. He died at the age of 93. He was an Air Force veteran. And he retired to Florida. And in winter, he spent his time in Florida. And he volunteered for Habitat for Humanity. Pretty good.
Yeah, I'll second that.
So you got to get the report from her on everything she did, so you can give it to her.
I got all written up right
Boyd's
here.
Boyd's already got it done.
Huh?
Boyd's got it done.
I thought he was reaching for his his laptop. I mean, his phone. Yeah. And I'm thinking, wait a minute.
I thought it was a hanky.
Yeah. No, I thought it was his phone. I was just about to drop on the floor.
The phone.
Here, done.
Go ahead and make a motion then.
I did, and I seconded it.
Okay. All in favor then? Henry Frederick, fan of the town report?
No, Boyd.
Brian? Pat.
I'll email you his photo.
Okay.
I didn't know how to attach that, but it's...
Okay.
We'll just have to show me how here.
How that's done.
That's a good... I was wondering who we were going to do, and I forgot about Henry.
Yeah,
I had thought of somebody, but
71 years married.
Well,
but it doesn't have to
matter. I think I did one that who wasn't dead. I think I did Dennis. No, who did I do who wasn't dead?
Was Ingrid?
I did a dedication.
Ingrid, you did Ingrid Bird.
Yes, Ingrid, because she left all that money. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, that's right.
She's still alive.
I just thought of Val Hall, that's all.
He's not dead, is he?
No, neither was she at the time. But
yeah, that's true. That's true.
But that's fine. We can wait. Which is wait.
Well, we can do two. We can do.
We'll stick with it, please. That's fine. Okay. All right.
I don't think anybody else died that year.
I really,
weird.
Not that I'm. Sorry. Not that I'm.
And we were scraping the bar.
It was a good year for people being alive. Sorry, Ingrid. All right, what did we have for questions on the warrant article?
So I just highlighted the revolving fund for the highway block grants.
Oh, yeah, that was one that he wanted to wait and talk to.
Okay.
Yep.
So the last time I asked to table Article 9 for the discussion. Since then, I've contacted New Hampshire Municipal Association, and I talked to Kim upstairs about what's the preferred way of doing this? Well, NHMA says the recommended practice is to open a separate revenue account. But if you do that, you have to have a public hearing every time you want to take money out of it. So Kim Hughes recommends the same revolving fund that Jeff recommends.
Suggested.
It conforms to law. The only change I would make to this Warren article is that I would retitle it to allow all of the deposits from New Hampshire DOT to be credited to that account. Now, right now, it's restricted to the highway block grants. But we just got a letter from DOT that says we're going to get $19,000.
That's specifically for bridges, though.
Okay, but what...
So I don't know... Well, what I was going to ask is, should that go in the same account? Because technically can't... I guess we'll have to keep... Can we keep track?
Well, isn't that just an accounting practice then?
Can we do that?
Sure.
Why not?
Well, why not blend all
the
money?
I mean, I don't care.
That
money is specifically for bridges.
Right.
I don't think we can use it for anything.
And we already have $32,000 floating around someplace.
Yeah.
33. We're going to have a public hearing the first meeting in January. Yes, it's unanticipated special block grant.
Right.
So we'll be getting that.
I would retitle that to read as follows: to see if the town will vote to establish a revolving fund pursuant to RSA 31:95H for the purpose of funding highway department projects. All monies received from New Hampshire Department of Transportation grants, okay, that would include the block grant and this bridge grant, will be deposited into this fund. Then when we we'll abide by the terms of the bridge grant, we'll spend it specifically on bridges, and we'll be able to document that. But at least we'll know, we can look at this highway revolving fund at any one time and say, that's just how much money is in it, and let it accumulate, and maybe use it towards that that box culvert. Mm-hmm. So I would support Article 9 as I just tried to amend.
Changing it.
What's that?
I'll second it. You want to change it to that.
Okay, yeah.
Then you give it to Linda, so you can, because I'm confused, Linda. I don't know about you.
I get it.
I'm not sure what the wording is, but
you have a copy of it.
I listened to him read it.
Yeah, just changing it from specific highway block grant to New Hampshire grant.
DOT grant.
Yeah, I got it.
DOT.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't think we want a revenue account where you have to have a hearing
every
time you spend money.
No, because that defeats
the
purpose.
Well, we don't have that with the cop, or the firefighters. So why would we have it for this?
It ties your hand in an emergency.
Right.
Exactly.
This allows him to.
And you're still going to spend, the same money. You're just going to waste time doing it.
Right.
So there you go.
All right. Done. Is that a motion?
That was a motion.
And I already seconded it.
So all in favor with the one change that Boyd said?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
All right, so that'll go through the warrant now, right?
Yep. Andrea? Yep.
The only thing is, I don't like the way it is.
What, you should want to move them around? Do we want to talk about combining these?
Yeah, well, let's do these others, and then we can...
Oh, we're doing something else here?
Yeah, I think
those
there's
are the
two
ones
others.
For the, oh, the 135 and the 200.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they should just be combined.
Yes.
You want to combine them?
Article 19 and 20.
Because the 135 is also coming from the undesignated fund balance. It's not, there's no...
so you just want to change it to 335?
Yes. And one warrant
basically,
article.
One warrant article.
Yeah.
Is that acceptable?
I'll make that motion.
Article 19 and 20?
Just combine
correct.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That cleans it up.
If somebody asks where it's coming from, we can say the sale of the, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
All right, all in favor of the combining 19-20?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Okay, so now we'll read 335.
Yeah, okay, you've already stipulated here this sum to come from the undesignated fund balance.
Both are in undesignated fund balance. So.
And we've already made provisions for that when we set the tax rate.
What's that?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
All right, so what did you want to read? Where did you want to move, Susan?
Well, I thought the order wasn't maybe what everybody... Usually we put the charity items at the end, which we did.
Which we did, yeah.
The only thing is, for the police department, does that have to go first? Because it's a bond, it's a three-fifth. Mm. Or what did you say it was?
Three-fifths vote.
Right. So does that have to go to the front? I thought they had to go to the front.
It doesn't have to.
It doesn't.
I don't think it really matters where it goes.
I think you ought to put it in the front.
I mean, I think it's going to get the most discussion and whatnot. So.
So you want to make it? You want to make that four?
I'm just thinking if people have to leave or this and that, I would just think. Right. It's an important thing, whether you're pro or con.
It's the most important one, on the warrant.
And it's kind of pushed in the middle here.
Yeah, I would move that to Article 3.
3? Okay. Okay, and then just move everything else down.
Well, the other thing is, you've got to decide, remember if we go to default, you've got to decide... What's more important? The roads, are they more important? Is the library, do you know what I mean? You need these in order of importance in case we go to default, because that's when you start
I just kind of followed last year's and the year before.
Oh, no, it's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
Fiscally.
Well, the order is important when you go to deliver the session.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I just.
So, what is there? Something else you want to move?
Well, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I would just move that bond up a little.
Well, that I think.
Well, that we already agreed. We're going to move that to 3, right?
Yeah.
But
you're talking about the 10% rule, and if we're not in that, we're not in the 10%. We're safe, which we were safe last year.
We were safe last year.
Yeah, we weren't near the 10%.
Right, last year.
Last year.
This isn't last year. I don't know, you guys decide. It just seemed like we used to have the road at the beginning so that if we had to cut something, it wouldn't be the road. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to cut the library either, but...
So you all would rather cut a chair of these today.
I mean, I'll be honest, and since Dean's not here, I can say it. Like, I would put CYAA above the fire department, then the rest of it seems like it's okay.
Well, it's...
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, you could...
Don't you want the roads or right after maybe the library, the roads or something?
I wouldn't try reshuffling these.
All right. Okay, so we're gonna have to be specific here if we're gonna start moving them around, so I don't...
I'm not worried about the others so much as I like the idea of moving three up.
Yeah.
Article 16 up to three, but that, and then just have them numbered after that.
Okay. Thank you.
Article 15, you said? Which one is the bond?
16. So that's now going to be three. And then all the others will change.
We'll just go down one.
I didn't even see 16 on here.
It's there, right here, the back
right after
of the
15.
First, the bottom of the back 15? Side of the bottom, kind of goes on to two.
See,
that's the wrong page.
Wait, yeah. He's got the wrong.
Yeah, get the one that came with your stuff today.
Today.
Yeah, in your book, in your
in the folder,
pamphlet there.
In your folder. Okay. That Brian's not a teacher. That's
all.
I said read the second page.
Exactly.
Oh, you'd be crying, Brian.
I'd be fired.
Yes, I know.
That's why I'm not a bus driver.
Oh, that would be even worse. I'd be so nervous.
That would be a bad thing.
That would be a quiet bus.
Yeah.
Nobody would want to get on it.
I'd be on the brakes all the time.
Yeah, brake check. I don't think they can do that, though.
Oh, really?
No, that people, bus drivers have gotten in trouble for doing that.
So we're going to move 16 to 3.
Correct.
Done.
Okay.
I think we are.
You with us, Tom?
Boy, it's already done.
Yeah. We're slow on the update.
That's okay.
Right. That's okay. You need more of that
shit? We realize. All right, so we're all set with the warrant articles. You want to go back to the chief now?
Oh, you're into your department report?
Yeah. Whoa, we are so happy, or I am at least, about the car.
Yeah, I was just going to say how we're making out with the encumbrances. So I needed to
it's
say
done.
That. Well, I got one to add.
Another one?
Oh, well, we'll another push cruiser. It here. We're happy.
We got that.
We got another that. Cruiser.
Computer system.
Oh, we need
oh,
get that
God's
one.
Oh, for God's sake.
A what?
Computer system.
What do we need that for?
Nah, it's the cruiser I'm driving. I have one of the old Panasonic Toughbook laptops, but I don't have a printer or anything, and it's not working. So I said this might be an opportunity to get a new printer.
And you have that left in your budget?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Auto, you're down, you're down a couple people. You ought to be able to.
Is that for the cruiser?
What?
Is it for the cruiser? Or is
yeah.
It, oh, okay.
For his cruiser, not the
yeah,
new
I,
one.
I know. I think yeah, we got a Block grant, 5 he umbrella. He's getting a new office computer, so I just want to clarify.
I don't know where that's coming from.
Oh, it's under our budget.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
So. All right, so what do you got?
What do you have? Well, it's from Glacier. It's the same one where we got the grants, the same company we used for the other three cruisers.
Yeah.
So it will be compatible. It will also be compatible when Rockingham goes.
What's the bottom line? That's all.
$8,173.14.
It's a whole. It's not just a computer. It's a printer, print mount.
Oh.
Oh yeah. That.
It's an office on wheels.
That.
Oh yeah, it's pretty sweet.
You
wow.
Check
call, yeah.
You know what?
We got a grant for that.
You know what?
We got a grant for the other three.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty neat.
Okay.
Everybody got that $8,000. 173.14.
Was that in the budget for next year?
That?
Yeah.
It wasn't in the budget for next year.
Okay.
Nope.
So it's an encumbrance. He wants to get
and
it.
You have 8,000 rattling around in yours?
Yeah.
He's got a pretty healthy budget.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
that's
have
what,
the exact
that's
number.
That's what happens when you don't have any employees, right?
Yep.
Money
we have five interviews coming up this week.
Wow.
People
five?
Five, three for the three are interested in the school. They're like retired and whatnot, and then two for the full time job.
Is that because of the signing bonus? You think?
I think that the two, yeah, I do think it's that because Phil put it right out on Indeed. So
nice.
That's weird.
So
okay. We'll find out because we're going to ask
the economy
them.
Is
what was the feedback
yeah,
from
so.
The
retirees.
Troops?
All positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
were all happy.
You got,
Merry
yeah.
Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good. Very glad to hear that.
Well, they're not going to get it.
Yes, they are.
I'm not going
back to that meeting.
No, don't. Don't retreat.
I talked to Lee Baronis. He's the new highway administrator for the DOT Traffic Bureau. He took Bill Lambert's place. Remember when Bill came here?
Yeah.
Speed mm-hmm. limit. Talking about Exit 3, he's going to have his guys come down and potentially put up oversized stop signs on the westbound, eastbound approach.
Right.
And refresh the stop line.
And get rid of that sign.
And, well, he's going to lower it. I told him about those signs.
Lower it so you can at least see the,
yes.
the eight sides.
If not, he said maybe some type of a lighting unit.
Yeah, I was going to say, put the lights going.
I've seen one of them.
Get them out. No, he's going to have the traffic guys come down here and take a look at it and see what they can do. So I'm waiting to hear on that.
We don't ask them for much.
I would like to see that lighted one.
Yes.
I would too.
Absolutely.
That works. It does work.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Had someone blow through that at 45 or 50
miles an
hour. I've
had two people.
Oh, really?
I've witnessed two people fly through that.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
That was just Thursday.
Myself. I know.
And the only thing that was lucky, the guy coming that had the right of way saw it, so he slowed down and let the guy fly through. So otherwise, it would have been a hell of a crash. So. Mm. Yeah. Well, that's good. So if they move that sign, lower it.
And then the speed limit, he said that it's not a priority, but they are going to look into it. And they do have, it's interesting, they get 40. Data from people's cell phones. I didn't realize this.
Oh, boy.
All the people that are have those apps that are driving through
yeah.
Candy.
Anybody with TikTok,
they can
watching.
Find out the median speed
yeah.
in certain
right.
locations.
They're watching everything.
So he's just going to do like a preliminary look and see what the people are traveling right. out here to see if it warrants a change. Or I said it'd be nice to have a uniform
exactly.
speed.
We don't need three different speeds
yeah,
in 2 miles.
Down towards Auburn, all the way up
right.
past Diamond Hill Road, like mm-hmm. one speed. Not three different zones.
Exactly.
So what do? Take the average of the speed of the people that travel through there?
They take like the 85th percentile, I believe.
Well, then they'll be changing it to 55.
That's what I'm
worried. Well, that's the other way.
That's just what I was going to say.
Because that's...
I told them how that area has grown up. The CYAA has a lot of
yep.
traffic. We use
kids,
it for town
tell them
events.
Slow
plus
down.
We have Copot. We had a lot of trucks where we never had a lot of truck traffic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Andrew was here. So now we got a lot of stuff over there.
Yeah.
The court, the plaza.
40 Maine. Is, I think, is very reasonable for that whole section.
Yeah.
I will
yeah.
keep on him, but it's probably going to be a while. This guy's bogged down.
Well, stay on him.
He's probably got a lot to catch up on.
I'd love to
the
see
the numbers
that
are about the same. We've been busy. We've had our deadly force training last month in November. We've done we call it the 3-2s, our implicit bias, whatever. Ethical training that we have to do online now that's mandated.
It does, me too.
Ever since George Floyd situation, that's
yeah.
mandated from the Governor's Commission on Law Enforcement.
Can't,
so
can't
at least it's online, we don't have to go up to the academy for those segments.
Unbiased consciousness, right?
Yeah.
You have to do that too publicly.
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, this one's called implicit bias and then ethical consideration. I forget what the third topic.
Ethical.
You can do them
and
online.
We can't get a sign? A flashing sign.
Yeah, right.
Jeff and I did hear back on Brown Road from Southern New Hampshire. I don't know if you mentioned anything.
Yeah.
Looks like a majority of the people are going around the speed limit down there.
On Brown Road?
Yeah. They put out the counters.
Speed bumps?
Oh, yeah.
They did that a while ago, and they took two different locations. They did the one where the residents had some concerns.
Yep.
And then one on the other end towards Old
That's
Candy.
That's a nice way of saying it, had concerns.
Yeah, so.
Can you do it on 43?
We're just waiting to hear back as far as maybe some advisory signs for that windy section. Dave Tilton is the gentleman I've been dealing with, and he was going to run it by, is it Nate? That dealt with the planning board? Nate?
Yeah.
Miller?
Southern
and he's waiting to hear from Nate Miller just to... He'll call us back with some updated information the next week or so.
No, Nate will be on it. He's good.
But, what else? I think that's about it at the moment.
Good. All right.
So you can't do 43 because it's a state road?
What? As far as what?
You're talking about how fast people go, what the average speed is, or blah, blah, blah. You said they took, and people aren't speeding.
We're talking about Brown Road, because remember we
right,
were talking
about
that situation.
Right, I know you're talking about Brown Road. Can you do 43? The same thing at 43?
Maybe, yeah. You mean as far as what we did with the state on Raymond Road and whatnot?
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the speeding.
She wants to know if they will check that.
Yeah.
The Southern New Hampshire can at least get the data. We can have them come out.
I don't wanna know how fast they're going, I wanna know why they're not going 35 or 40.
They move it up. They may move that speed limit up.
Well, coming down that hill, I gotta.
It's hard not to do 50 coming down that hill, once you ride the brakes all the way down the hill.
If they're going over around the 85th percentile, they raise it up here on High Street, that's what happened.
Well, we asked them to raise it, I thought, remember, cause Mark Lallaberty.
They put the machines out, they had all the data.
Oh, okay.
When they came down here and.
That's another one that had three different speed limits for a long time.
Yeah, that was a factor, we told them, we could be more consistent for enforcement too.
Right.
So. Let's see what they say about Raymond and Old Candy, that whole thing, it's probably gonna take 6 months, but we'll.
Oh my god.
Who knows with these guys?
That's the fast track, isn't it?
I was just gonna say, 6 months is the state work, that's nothing.
The intersection we got first here, figure out if we can improve that. It's been a busy night, I may have to go in a minute, we just had a hit and run in front of the firehouse, so Deerfield's up in Deerfield.
Hit and run?
A hit and run.
Pushed the guy off into the ditch.
Really?
They didn't push Dean, did they?
He kept right on a going?
Pardon? Oh, yeah. The guy has video cam, so Deerfield's up in Middle Row getting that information from me.
Uh-oh, coming in Middle Row?
Suicide call.
That I knew about.
Suicidal ideation or whatever, 20-year-old.
How old?
20-year-old, so we just had the ambulance down there.
A one-year-old?
20-year-old.
20-year-old.
Turn that thing up, will you?
I didn't get one first.
We just had a deer get hit down by the Irving.
Get it on the right sequence here.
All within an hour.
Get it on the right channel, is that just like a CB? You're gonna be on the right channel? Breaker one now, boy.
While he's here, is it, who is it, McPherson? Who's the young kid there?
Shane McPherson.
No, not Shane.
McPherson.
The other one.
Phil?
Phil.
McPherson, right, yeah.
He was, we had a flood, as everybody knows, he was wonderful, I mean, he really.
You had a flood?
Yeah.
At the building.
At the park.
Oh, that's what here.
No, at the park downstairs.
Park as well, the park caused it downstairs.
I took pictures, I have more.
We have pictures, no, yeah.
Cause I wanna make sure that over there, if it molds or any of that stuff, that it.
Yeah, we have a bunch on this side too.
It won't mold in the cold weather, we'll do it.
Yeah, we had decided that we had some nice couches and refrigerators like that down there that have gotten ruined too, so.
The employee lounge.
I'm saying that to Phil.
Employee lounge.
And Dean says, you know he's law enforcement, right? He said, yeah, what's that called, Phil? He says, fraud.
Insurance fraud.
Forget I mentioned it.
I'll let him know.
No, really, he's been great, I guess somebody else was helping too.
Tom?
And Patrick.
I was gonna say Patrick.
Well, I got the call.
Oh, you got the call?
And I said.
Call Patrick? No wonder.
Are you sleeping?
Do you call Andrea?
Nope.
It was quarter of 10?
It was late, it was.
10:30,
you were still dealing.
Surf Pro woke me up 3 times though.
Really?
Yeah, cause they called me at 1 o'clock. In the morning.
Weren't you going skiing?
I go, oh, you got, there's a number on there, I gave him Tom's number, I said, this is the primary number. If you can't get them, get him, call me.
He was at a restaurant.
So they just skipped right over that, said, where's Patrick?
Yeah, they skipped that, called me directly.
And I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah, really, don't give Andrea's number out to anybody.
Who are they looking for, an outlet to plug the sucker in or what?
Yeah, right.
Can you come help us, please?
Yeah, so everybody was very good.
Yeah.
Good.
And the basement was dry this morning.
Huh?
The basement was dry this morning, so.
Yeah, but the other.
I don't know what the police department side looks like, but.
Well, I just, it's a mold that I worry about, is that.
So they treated everything as well.
Too cold.
Do they?
Oh.
I didn't realize that.
You gotta have that humid.
They treated like the wood and stuff that got wet, they put a treatment on it.
Oh, they did?
Really good.
Yeah, you treat it before, and once you got mold, though, you can't.
Oh, yeah, yeah, then you cut it out.
Yeah, it's gross.
No, you can't, the bleach still won't cut.
All right.
Cut mold.
Yeah, that's why Dean had to take the sheet rock up over there, he goes up a couple of feet over it.
I always thought bleach would do it, but.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good job. So you got new toys coming.
I am so thrilled about that. But I will, I'm gonna warn you what somebody's gonna say. Next year's budget, they're gonna want it to be off.
You encumbered it, you're gonna have to See if you can cut your
budget. So I'm just telling you. I'm just warning you. That might happen.
Well, it was a year at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What might right? come off?
What?
What might come
it
off?
It was well, in next year's
the
budget.
The budget committee treats the encumbrances. If you are encumbering money, can you cut it from your operating budget?
Yes. That will be asked.
Seeing you had so much left over, can't you cut this?
You made an encumbrance for something that wasn't in your budget.
No, the cruiser. No,
well, the cruiser was. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about
the other one was
your camera system and everything.
But I mean, you know, the fire department we see
purchase
their stuff, and they purchase it every year, so they can't cut that from. Right. You know, so.
And
necessarily.
And the flip side is that if you had everybody you wanted.
Yeah.
On the payroll, you wouldn't have had the money.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, right. Yeah, it wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Yeah. We wouldn't
it's have been there. So that's a different.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Perfect.
Well, good luck with your interviews.
Yes.
Any females?
Positive.
Mike?
Not yet.
No females?
Even for the school thing? No.
No, we had the one that washed out.
Right.
Yeah. One young girl there.
Are they retired officers or something that applied for that or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is perfect for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Well, people are going back to work. Old people. I mean, I'm back to
they're
work.
They're still working.
I don't think old people ever stopped working.
Well, I know. Well, I'm just saying they can't make it on Social Security.
I've told you. All the guys that I see
were
in the payment.
Because
they all get out and walk as bad as I do. They all look about like me. Then I say, you know, where is these young guys? There aren't any. There's damn few. I bet you there's 10 guys like me compared to one young guy.
They don't have to work.
Oh, it's good paying job driving the truck.
That we can remove this.
Well, he has to have the
cheap money.
She should have it into me by June.
All right.
And then the deadline's the
Andrea and I, we had this put on the agenda.
January.
The Donovan Road, right in the past.
So we'll
because, yeah, because the Bassards are selling it. And initially.
They really are selling.
Initially, the realtor called Andrea to question that, and Andrea said, yeah, no, that passage does not go with the sale of the house.
Okay.
No.
So
okay.
They are aware of that, but I just wanted to make sure that we're all aware that sells, that goes away.
Yeah, that was presented, granted to the landowner.
What we ought to do is revoke it and then file that notice at the Registry of Deeds.
We never put it on there.
To revoke.
Well, it doesn't matter. You could just.
Well, yeah, but we never put it on there in the first place. So how do you revoke something that was never put on there?
Well, because they could tell a prospective buyer that they have.
They can tell them anything they want, but that's not the.
All right.
But I'd hate to have somebody buy it thinking they were going to.
Well, when they come through, the new owners are going to know.
Well, I did tell them.
Well, we should just revoke it then.
Yeah,
it's not there to revoke, is it?
But if you look at the letter we sent them, if they
violate. You can revoke it at any time.
No, it says if they violate the terms.
Permission can be, revoked upon violation of any of the above restrictions.
Well, they haven't.
We don't.
Violated it yet.
Well,
so.
Well, who's checking?
Nobody's violated that. We didn't have a hard time revoking that now because once it sells, it goes away.
It's voided at that point.
Does it say there it's non-transferable?
No, it doesn't.
No.
I'm pretty certain
when Mike had come up with
but was
more details.
But it was in perpetuity.
She
did tell the realtor that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was not in perpetuity. So once the sale goes through, I think then the board ought to make the action to revoke that.
All right.
Pass agreement.
That's fair enough. Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, we're going to be aware.
Yeah.
We're going to be aware of what's
sold.
There's
been multiple offers. They have potential buyers.
See, I thought it was just on Facebook. I thought they were just talking.
No. The potential buyers have been talking with Amy. So.
Yeah.
And I had the real estate agent ask me about this, right? So they were saying this was one of the perks of.
That's right.
See, I don't have to. So the real estate, you told the
I
real estate
it was
agent?
Not in perpetuity, no.
Right.
And it was just strictly for
this couple. Plus it's addressed to them, too.
Correct.
Not to anybody else.
That's right.
That's fine. So. That's good.
We made that perfectly clear in the minutes.
Doesn't
I should reflect that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Yep.
The presidential primary? Did you have anything else
other business.
That? Okay.
Jessica Tangway resigned.
Okay.
Again. But she's actually going to, she will be working for the Allenstown Police Department as a full-time administrative assistant. So. so.
I think she wanted full-time.
She does.
Now?
Yeah. So, okay. So there's that, and then, but
can we kind of part with regret or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, except with regret, yeah. Second part of that?
I'll second it.
Okay, sorry.
Any discussion or anything? All in favor?
Sue?
Board.
Brian?
Pat.
Okay.
We do have an interested individual in the position. I'm asking if we can put this person on as a temporary hire, because we really need to post this job for transparency reasons. So I was...
Can you tell us who it is or not? Or is that in non-public?
That would be non-public.
Okay,
so
why don't we do
I'm
that?
I'm suggesting that we offer, we put this person at a grade 5, step 1. That would be at a rate of pay of $21.56, and it'd be 12 hours every other week. And then once we can post it for a month, we can post it for a couple of weeks. And then once we see if we get any feedback.
Can we decide this after we go into non-public?
What I'm saying, temporary employee to kind of sit with Jessica.
A bridge.
It's a bridge.
You know who it is.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I'll tell you after the meeting.
You're comfortable with it?
Oh, absolutely, because she was actually interested
in
the position before, but she didn't want
as long as she's
so when Jessica had quit last fall, and she resigned last fall, this person was interested, but wasn't interested in full-time. So then I was thinking, I wonder if
this
she'd still be interested. Yes, it would be perfect, and she's
so
very interested.
I move we authorize payment to this prospective replacement for Jessica Tainway up there for a 1 week or 2 weeks?
Part-time, as needed.
It's Monday, every other week, Monday and Tuesday, 12 hours. Yeah, 12 hours every other week, which is fine with those hours.
And we'll still post this for...
We're going to post it,
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
Yeah, short is...
Yep.
I'll second it, Boyd.
Okay, so hopefully...
All in favor?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Perfect.
Do we have somebody for Karen?
We have a lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, put it on Indeed. We have over 50 applicants. We've rated it down to about 10. And we stopped the ad because we're just getting inundated. We suspended it. We might put it back up on a little bit just because
so you get 10 that are good? 10 that are pretty qualified then?
Not actually in the police field. They have some skills that are transferable, but no actual person like
I work up at
this PD and I can do the same job over here. We have nobody like that.
That's okay. People can learn.
Oh, no, they can. I mean,
sometimes
you have a good base or whatever.
Clean slate might be better anyway.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes it is.
And Karen's given ample time. Karen's given ample time to cross train too.
That is just, that's
she's
gonna
not
break
it.
My
I mean,
heart.
She's,
I know.
She's going to take whatever it takes, right? Time.
Karen's not
looking for a fast exit, right?
No. We have a date.
Oh,
April.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, she says it's 6 months out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's creeping up fast.
Oh, I know it does. It will.
Goes by real fast.
It
will. Fast.
Well, you know what? We're going to have town meeting and everything. It's going to be. We're already March.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everybody knows about the election on, is it the
23rd.
Yeah, the one that I thought was back in the
calendar. Yeah. Presidential primary, January 23rd. Okay.
Yeah.
Next select board meeting is January 8th.
Really?
Yes.
It's a full month.
Why didn't I bring cookies?
Are we going to be able to...
I thought we had one more.
Are we going to be able to make it through the rest of this month without having a Friday meeting or something like that? Are we going
to
be good?
I hope so. Why?
I just want to make sure that, like, if we should meet on Friday before Christmas, if there's anything... Is there anything coming up?
Usually we don't.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
We had to encumber the land, and then
that was a different scenario.
The hazardous mitigation and the other one, because we didn't complete them last year.
So that we have some flexibility.
We will, because we can call a meeting in the...
Yeah, and if we need it, we'll do it. But
yeah, just let us know
anything hanging out.
Time.
Yeah,
as long
if
as
there's
I know,
anything.
I better know what
just give her
is.
A couple things so she can make some cookies.
Yeah, least. Exactly. Yeah, now I feel badly, but okay. Well, you guys are all here.
Where'd they go?
The cookies?
Went to your office, didn't they?
Last week? Oh, no, those were...
They went to your office.
They were, the budget?
No.
From budget meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Between the firefighters, those were really...
They never made it out of this room.
They didn't make it out of the back of the room. No. I saw that plate going around.
They got passed around. That was it. They were gone.
But I got the plate back, so I was happy.
Firefighters don't have to do a PT, do they?
All right.
They should.
Is there anybody on the Zoom, Linda?
Nobody.
Just this room.
So there's no public input.
Jeff, you got anything?
Nope.
From the public side of things?
Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Perfectly happy.
Somebody second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat. I'm not used to being first.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.